Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
It is another episode of the Juice on the Cuse podcast. Wes Chang alongside Brad Bierman. So much to talk about in the Syracuse sports world. We begin today, though, with the football recruiting world. Syracuse landing a treasure trove of commitments from visitors over the weekend, headlined by four-star Texas quarterback Luke Kearney and three-star offensive lineman Byron Washington, also from Texas. Brad, you know that Fran Brown was brought in really to upgrade and modernize Syracuse's recruiting efforts, and we aren't even out of March yet, and Syracuse already has eight commitments, which puts them 30th in the country, according to Rylance. It's got to be pretty impressive to you.
Wes, just keep it on coming here. I mean, this news almost every other week with the football program in the offseason has been just, you know, staggering when you think about it. Here's another four-star recruit in this 2025 class already committed, a couple of three stars, including homegrown talent, which it's so important not only to keep players from New York State, but from the Syracuse metro area. And CBA has been such a great feeder school for Syracuse for a number of years. And the other thing, Wes, is, you know, Fran Brown's message, it's plain and simple. Let's get the T-shirts and put darts on them, and we probably could sell a lot of them. Dart is this program. And if you believe in it, you're going to be considered to play for the program. If you don't, you're not going to be recruited by Syracuse. And really, that's simple. These players believe. Even the non-stars that have committed, when I look at, you know, the film of these guys, obviously the coaching staff see something. And I think what's really been interesting, you know, from early takes in spring football are, we talked about it last week, development, player development. And this coaching staff is going to really see what they have to work with. Then come May, June, and July are going to put the schemes together. And then in August, they're going to roll everything out for that month before the first football game. And I really think it's just a great plan moving forward. And this coaching staff with that NFL experience, major college experience, that mix is really, really impressive to these recruits, Wes. And I know you have a chance to talk to them, so you hear it. You're hearing it from players from small schools, medium-sized schools, big schools being recruited by, you know, all the major powers. And I think there's a common theme we hear about the nature of the program that Fran Brown is building here and that dart system. And you know, you really have to like it because keep saying it's really easy, right, in the end.
Yeah, and Brad, when Brown took over this program, I want to talk about the recruiting footprint because he said we're going to get back to Syracuse's footprint back in the Northeast. But what you see from this weekend is he got two huge recruits out of Texas, which isn't really a feeder state to Syracuse and never has been. So I wanted to start on Kearney. This is a guy that picked Syracuse over 24 offers, and Syracuse had to beat out schools like Arizona, Arkansas, California, Georgia Tech, Louisville, and Minnesota. I picked those schools not only because they're high major offers, but because they're all around the country, from the West Coast to the East Coast to the SEC to the Big Ten. These are programs that Syracuse had to beat out for a four-star quarterback like that. So you can see that this is a national recruit, and Syracuse got one of the top recruits in the Dallas area. And then we've actually spoken with here on this very podcast with Byron Washington, friend of the show, another guy who's a potential blue chip prospect with over a dozen offers. And I want to talk about his offer sheet as well, because again, it spans the country. Baylor in his hometown, home state of Texas, Duke on the East Coast, Texas, one of the biggest programs in that Southeast area. And then Arizona State out on the West Coast. So you can see the staff isn't afraid to go head to head nationally. So those are the two headline guys. And Brad, you kind of spoke about it, you know, mining their traditional recruiting areas in New York and New Jersey for those diamonds in the rough. Jalen Prey, Jordan Gibbs, and Marcus Upton. You mentioned it yourself. They're all unranked, but they're very athletic players from judging from the film, and they're bringing them in from New York and New Jersey. So really exciting stuff all around. You know, I got a chance to speak with Marcus Upton right after his commitment. He's talking about how it's a family atmosphere and how he mentioned dart as well. So you're right. They're selling this, the discipline of the program, putting players in the NFL, and really we're going to be on the rise in the ACC. So get on the bandwagon while you can, and players are buying into it.
So to your point of what Fran Brown, you know, from initially he said, you know, we're going to go back to our roots of New York and New Jersey. He is, you're right. They are. He certainly didn't lie. What he didn't add to that statement though is, and I'm going to do what I do best is recruit nationally. I'll go up against any head coach in the country, when he said from day one. That's what we're seeing in players from Texas and California. It reminds me of the Syracuse lacrosse team, Wes. They have players from virtually all 50 states, or certainly 48 continental states. They recruit nationally too. And that says a lot about where the program is going. Don't forget, last June, John Wildack was talking about program on the rise, the image, the brand name, Syracuse, on the rise for the rest of 23. Now we're into 24 here. And that really is holding true for football. We all like to see it happen for basketball, and we know it is from the women's side, and for lacrosse, it certainly is on the upswing, but this is where it's going. And so these players know that, right, Wes? They know the academic reputation. They know that's important as part of the Dart system. They know the facilities are being built right in front of their eyes, and the Carrier Dome will be gleaming with seats next season. So, yeah, what's not to like when they go after the players that they want, especially, I love the linemen, right? They're going after players in the trenches, because Fran Brown certainly knows you're not going to win games if you don't win in the trenches. And the other thing I've certainly seen and hear that message over and over after a couple of practices, bigger, stronger, faster, and then the word tougher, which is the T in Dart. So that's the player development aspect we talked about last week. It's been echoed by coaches Robinson and Nixon so far as they've met the media. Isn't that great to hear from assistant coaches? Wow, I just love it. Brings up so much more in-depth of what really is going on behind the scenes and how the coaching staff is kind of figuring out where they want to go.
So, Brad, you've been talking about that product that's on the field right now, Syracuse, in its third day of spring practice, which, as you mentioned, has been available to the media, and the assistant coaches have been available to the media. So a few things that I wanted to point out and build on what you were saying. First is that on Monday, Fran Brown is running the first drills with the offensive linemen, and he's got a megaphone with them. They finish the drill, they're walking back in line, and Brown picks up his megaphone and he says, "We jog back, we don't walk." And that's how we're going to be the best offensive line in the country. So showing that, again, he's not sitting back with a clipboard kind of passively watching practice. You know, that intensity starts from the top down. And you mentioned the availability of Jeff Nixon, the offensive coordinator. I think my main takeaway from that is he kept saying balance. I want to run a balanced offense. I want to be able to throw 50 times in a game if I really need to, but I want to be just as capable of running 50 times in a game. So he's leaning in an offense that can get the ball in space based on what he's learned at the pro level. You talk about pro and college coaches, what he's learned in the pro level with his time with the New York Football Giants. And these are the two kind of main takeaways I had from that Monday session, is that they're not going to be afraid to run the ball. If it requires them running the ball and running a ball control offense to win one game, that's fine. If they have to go air raid on the others and air it out downfield, they want to be prepared for that as well. So I really like what I heard from Jeff Nixon in terms of his offensive philosophy.
I agree, because I think that the very first words, you know, when Fran Brown was introduced, he was asked at his introductory press conference, could you give us any take on what your philosophies may be on both sides of the ball? At least offensively, he said, well, I don't want to run the football. So that was the first thing he said. You know they're going to want to run the football, especially in the dome. Nixon's talking about balance. Well, we're going to see it game by game defense, you know, dictates, and the playing conditions one way in the dome, outside, that sort of thing. But I'm going to go back to being the president of the Yassine Willis fan club here as he steps on campus. I told you and Matt a couple of weeks ago how I loved his high school tape, and, you know, hearing LaQuinn Allen praise him already, just wait for the season, really exciting stuff. So I think the running game is going to be there. It's going to be really important to set up McCord in the passing game, which is, you know, he's going to have top flight ACC level receivers, both coming back, transferring in, and incoming new players. So just so much to be excited about as the offensive line also takes shape here in the practice.
So we're going to take a quick break. And speaking of Syracuse commitments, we're going to be joined by 2025 wide receiver Darian Williams, who committed to Syracuse earlier in March from that CBA pipeline in Syracuse. He'll break down his decision with us on the other side of the break. This is the Juice on the Cuse podcast. We are in the thick of the NCAA tournament with the Sweet 16, and what better time to talk about betting? Because I love betting, from sports games to who can sprint to the end of the block to who's a better checkers player, and that's what Cut allows me to do. The Cut app is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that is legal in 40-plus states. It has customizable odds, it has tracking capabilities, and an entire social network with group chats, user profiles, and rewards. All payments accepted, no need for Venmo or PayPal. Brad, Syracuse is currently at a 6.5 win over under for wins in the 2024 season. I'm going to bet the over on that one. I don't know about you.
I'm joining you on that here in March. A lot to look forward to, and a lot of talent there for 7 or more wins, I think, Wes.
And if you want to join me and Brad, use our promo code BELIEVECUSE. That's BLEAV CUSE. Don't forget that promo code CUT. Put your money where your mouth is. Back on the Juice on the Cuse podcast, Wes Chang here with you. We've talked a lot about Syracuse's impressive 2025 class to date. And one of the key members of the class so far is Syracuse CBA's very own wide receiver, Darian Williams. And we welcome him on the program now. Darian, how are you today?
Thank you for having me. I'm pretty good. I just got home from my workout a little bit. Go ahead, tracked and weightlifted the team. So everything's pretty good. How are you?
Yeah, Darian, doing really well. Want to get you started on this one. You committed to Syracuse a couple weeks ago. What made you decide to commit?
It was pretty much like Syracuse has always been somewhere I wanted to go. And it's just like, I felt like it was just everything that I wanted at college, and I loved everything about it, especially like the big part being able to stay home. So like those type of factors, and I just feel like I could benefit like academically and athletically like a very good amount. So when, like, I know football won't be there forever, but after like college is done, I'll still be able to be a successful guy just from going to Cuse. And I just think I love the coaches, I love the new energy, and it just definitely seemed like the right fit for me.
So you mentioned the athletic and academic part. Let's talk about the academics. What are you looking to get from your Syracuse education?
I think I want to end up majoring in sports communication, just because, like, obviously I'm familiar with sports, and then also I think I could, like, my communication skills are pretty good. Like, I'm a pretty good public speaker and things like that. So that'd probably end up being my major I definitely want to stick with. And I think that's, like, a big major at Syracuse, one of their biggest things, so I definitely think that could help a lot.
Yeah, I think you've got all the makings of a great broadcaster if you want to be. But athletically, what are you looking to do on the field at Syracuse?
My main thing is that help the team as much as possible in any way I can, but I definitely want to end up just having a nice solid 3 to 4 years, definitely 4 years actually, however many years I get, just how many years I'm there. I just want to be able to make sure I could be successful, do my best to help the team, and then just continue to get better, learn from the coaches, and then hopefully in the end, the NFL, that could be a good option for me. But if not, I know I'll still be able to be a successful guy right after.
So, Darren, I know you picked up an offer from Syracuse in early March, and then you committed a couple weeks later. That's pretty fast. Can you walk me through the timeline of your commitment?
Yeah, that was actually a lot of things that people have been asking. Some people are starting to think, like, oh, he kind of rushed it. But it was, like, it was very quick. But with the, like, opportunity it is, like, just being somewhere I've always wanted to go and me just loving everything about it, I definitely felt like it's the right decision no matter what. Like, it was like, I felt like the contact too, like the love they were giving me, like all the coaches were reaching out, Fran was constantly reaching out on me, like trying to get me to make that commitment. And just like, it really showed that they had a true love for me and they actually cared for me and really wanted me there. And I just felt like, I just loved that person because I never really got that from any other like coaching staff before. So it was really nice.
You mentioned Fran Brown. Tell me about your relationship with him.
We definitely, over this short amount of time, we definitely built a strong relationship. I think starting to get closer and closer by each phone call, in person. Just like, I think we're starting to build a very strong relationship, getting to know each other a little bit more. He's definitely just like an honest guy that I definitely trust. And I think I'll be very successful having him in my future.
Darren, right after you committed, I spoke with Bruce Williams on this podcast. The main thing I took away from our conversation is he said you're one of the hardest workers he's ever met, and he's been around football his entire life. So what does that say to you when you hear your offensive coordinator at CBA say that about you?
It definitely means a lot just to be able to know because, like, he always pushes me to be the best I can. And I've been working with him since pretty much the fifth or sixth grade. So being able to hear that from him, just that's like, in my opinion, one of my father figures and my closer like people in my life. Like, it's definitely nice to hear that from him. And it's also nice just to know that like all the hard work I have put in has brought me to where I am today. So yeah, I definitely think he made a good statement. I think I have worked pretty hard, but just to hear that from him means a lot.
Darren, we'll get you out of here on this one. You're coming into the season as a defending champion. I don't think I've seen a more impressive performance than your 236 yards and 3 touchdowns in that New York State title game. What are you going to show this fall that you haven't already shown before?
I think this year I'm definitely going to be, in the physical aspect, I'm definitely going to be a lot more physical and definitely just trying to be more involved in that type of part. And then defensive-wise, this year I'll definitely be playing defense. I'm going to try to help a lot with that, but really just do the most I can to benefit the team. But, I mean, coming off last year, I think there's a lot better things I could improve on. Like, there's a lot of things that I could have done better. So I'm just going to reflect on that and just see what I can improve. Maybe, I mean, I have speed, but I can anytime improve my speed, my quickness, my hands, just being a good team player, a good teammate to the guy. So I think this year is just me reflecting on this past season and seeing how I can improve.
Thank you, Darren. Really appreciate it. Good luck this fall.
Okay, thank you for having me on here. Definitely appreciate it.
Darren Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Rivals ranks him as the number 2 overall prospect in New York. Definitely an incredibly impressive guy, both on and off the field. And what a great job by Fran Brown and his staff keeping him at home. We'll take a quick break, and we'll talk a little Syracuse lacrosse on the other side. This is the Juice on the Cuse podcast, and I'm Wes Chang.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number 1 ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Imagine a beautiful afternoon. The sun is shining and you get to enjoy it all because you just sat down on your John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what it's like to drive a John Deere mower, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
We are back on the Juice on the Cuse podcast on the Believe in Rivals Networks. I'm Brad Bierman, joined by Wes Chang. And Wes, always good to talk about the three main Syracuse sports here at the end of March, going into April with football, basketball, and lacrosse. And lacrosse for the ACC, four of the top five teams nationally. We never thought that Syracuse would be, you know, looking to get back in the NCAA tournament with an ACC this strong. And they go to number one Notre Dame on Saturday afternoon. This arguably is the biggest game in the Gary Gate era in three seasons, because a win, Wes, Syracuse could vault to the number one position. That's almost unthinkable before the season.
You look back at the progression of Gary Gate in his 2 years here, because Syracuse had their first losing record ever 2 years ago. And you think, oh, how long is it going to take for Gary Gate to deliver this program back to prominence? Last year, certainly some baby steps forward. And then this year, wow, you can just see the progression. You can see the confidence building. And to knock off the last three teams that, well, you know, Hobart, you kind of expect them to win. They've done very well against them over time. But to beat Duke in the way that they did, to beat Johns Hopkins, you know, 14-13 in that one goal game, so impressive what they've done. And they have a real shot. I think they're coming in very confident. I would not be surprised if Gary Gate pulls off another upset and Syracuse is number one by this time next week.
This will be the test. I mean, this will be the test to see where this program is. Notre Dame was preseason number one team, relinquished that, got back after Army lost a game to Boston University. Just two overtime losses for this Syracuse team, Wes. I think they're primed. It's going to be tough on the road there at Notre Dame. This could even be an overtime thriller. Who knows? But let's keep our eyes out to see if Syracuse can indeed vault to the top of the college lacrosse world. That would be something.
Yeah, and Brad, I wanted to shift over from lacrosse to something we didn't talk about this all show at all, and this is the Syracuse basketball team. So I want to give some kudos to Buddy Boeheim, the first son of Syracuse basketball, scoring a career-high 13 points on 3 of 7 shooting from downtown as the Pistons lost 114-101 to the Pelicans over the weekend. Now, Detroit, as you know, in full tank mode right now. They're probably going to set a franchise high for losses in a single season. So we're probably going to see a fair amount of Buddy Boeheim down the stretch, because he's on a two-way contract. They want to get him some run and just see what they have in him for maybe future seasons. But it's just nice to see him get on an NBA court and shoot well for once, because the time that he had been up last year, he played a couple games, he didn't shoot well. He finally had a really nice game. 13 points is not easy at the NBA level. I don't care who you're playing against.
Wes, every time I see Buddy Boeheim playing in an NBA game, I just marvel and go, wow, because he was such an afterthought. When he came into the program, some of the upperclassmen, I remember his first year, he was like, you know, coach's son. He was helping us retrieve basketballs when he was in high school, and, you know, he's not going to amount to anything. And here he's turning into a serious, legitimate professional player and in the NBA for a couple of seasons. What an incredible story of hard work. Sure, he had the advantages of being Jim Boeheim's son, but he took every advantage that he had coming to him and put that hard work in to realize his goals. And I'm just so happy to see him play as long as you can, buddy. Get a pension.
Well, that's it for us. For Brad Bierman, this is Wes Chang. You've been listening to the Juice on the Cuse podcast presented by Believe in Rivals, and we'll see you next time.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.